Sunny.
Happy holidays, Yehias, and happy holidays to all our Voice of America listeners. Georgetown University defender Joshua Yarrow is being touted as a possible number one top pick in next month's Major League Soccer draft. The young Ghanaian player visited our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington early in the year. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2014, Joshua tells us where he grew up in Ghana.
I grew up in Kumasi, which is in the southern part of Ghana. And it was pretty exciting. Grew up in the city. And it was a lot. It was a lot of learning experience for me growing up in the city. And I usually went to some of the villages and comparing both living in the city and seeing the other side of Ghana was pretty amazing and a really good learning experience for me.
Now, I know Ghanaians, as well as many Africans, they start playing soccer very early in their lives. How old were you when you first started kicking a soccer ball?
Pretty young, but I didn't really join any club till I was six. And that's the thing, because you don't have any other sports. Because people usually ask me, do you play baseball or football? And I'm like, no, we don't have those in Ghana. So you grew up pretty much playing one sport, and that's what everyone plays. And I started with, people don't get it when I say it, but it's called street soccer, where you just set up goals in the middle of like a park anywhere and you start playing. And I kind of missed that. It was pretty fun, disorganized, but really fun. And that's how I started. I went out with a couple of my friends, and then, but I didn't really look into playing soccer or joining a club till I was six.
Some of our VOA listeners might be wondering, well, how did he get to Washington, D.C.? And I guess some of the credit must go to the Right to Dream Academy in Ghana. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I got to the States through the Right to Dream Academy. And so the Right to Dream Academy is an institution that was started by a man called Tom Vernon, who came to Ghana from the UK, and he's big in soccer. So he saw the kids play and saw how talented those kids were. But it's hard because, you know, here parents would go to games with their kids and will drive their kids to practice and stuff. You don't have that in Ghana. Like, parents don't really get involved with what you do, like with soccer. It's always the team that drives you to your game. And so he saw that and thought, well, if I'm able to get these kids the right coaching and teach them how it is outside of Ghana, like if you want to play in Europe, what it takes and all that stuff. And so he thought of starting a program that could help young Ghanaian athletes, young Ghanaian soccer players to develop their talents, and not just that, but also provide them with a place where you could get education, because that's something that's important in everyone's life. And after you're done playing, what are you going to do the rest of your life? And so he had this plan in mind, and through that, Right to Dream Academy started. And so I joined the academy in 2006 till 2010. And through the Right to Dream Academy, I came over to California to a private boarding school called Kate School, and came over as a sophomore. And it was pretty fun. And through Kate School, here I am in D.C.
Getting back to the Right to Dream Academy, Joshua, what is the typical avenue for a soccer player that comes out of that program? Do they come to a U.S. school or university, or what are the other paths?
Well, it depends. It's because, I mean, everyone is different, and we all have different ambitions and what we want to do with our lives. Although we all go in to get into the academy, you have to be one of the top players in the nation. And after getting in, people decide, well, maybe I'm not going to be able to play soccer, or maybe that's not what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to do. I want to go to school. And so you have the option of either going and signing with the European class when you turn 18, or you come to the U.S. for high school and then through that get a good education. Or some other people end up staying in Ghana and working either for Right to Dream or with other organizations in Ghana to kind of help out with all the training that they got at Right to Dream in different ways. Others come out as coaches, others as leaders in their various societies, and so that's kind of like a path. After joining Right to Dream, that's kind of the three things you can do.
So you came when you were just a young teen,
yeah,
to the U.S., and I was reading your bio before the program, and you also kind of have a track and field background also.
Yes, that's not a thing we do in Ghana. It's either you play soccer, you run. I did a lot of track in, well, I did track in high school, and because, I mean, I thought, why not? And I went to a really small private school. We had only 265 kids in the school. And so everyone was kind of, you had to do a sport to help the school out, because if people decide not to, then the school is not going to be able to compete. And so, well, I mean, I had the speed, and so why not join the track team? And, you know, and I was really good friends with my track coach in high school. And so through that, I developed my track skills. And I actually, sophomore year, I did it because I had to do, and in my school, if you're a freshman, sophomore, you have to do two team sports. And so I usually didn't do anything in the fall, and then I'll do soccer in the winter, because we play, winter season is soccer season, winter is soccer season. And so I'd play soccer in the winter and then run track in the spring. And so I did it sophomore year, and I thought to myself, well, maybe I did this because I had to, that kind of thing. But after sophomore year, I was, this is actually kind of fun, because that was a good workout, and it was so much fun just trying something new and kind of pushing myself in a different way. And so, yeah, track, that's a good experience.
What events did you compete in track?
I kind of switched around a lot, but over my 3 years in high school, I did the 100, the 200, the 400, 4x4, the 800, long jump, triple jump, and high jump. Voice of
America! If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, I'm talking with Joshua Yarrow. Joshua is a student and soccer player at Georgetown University here in Washington.
I chose Georgetown for a few reasons, obviously because it's a good school and it fits with my major, but mostly because of the coaches. I met my head coach, Wiz, and I mean, I had no idea who he was then, but through our meeting, he proved to be a really good person, besides being a good coach. And he, I actually asked around about him, and everyone had great things to say about him. And that's something that I was looking for, because I wanted to work with a coach that would, not just a good coach, but a coach that would understand me and would be there for me always. And he's always been with my other two coaches. They've been great in helping me develop as a player. And so the coaching staff was my kind of my final decision. And then I wanted to be part of a program that was building up, because I mean, it's easy to just go into a program that already has a good reputation and dive right in and be part of it and everything goes great. I actually wanted to be part of a program that was building up, and Wiz has done a good job in developing this program to where it is now. And I thought it would be just cool to be part of such a tremendous program, and with the coaches and my teammates came over from our official visit, loved all the guys, hanging out with them, and I just felt like part of the team the first right. day when I came on for my official visit. And then I know, and part of me is just, you know, sometimes you go to a place and you're like, wow, I really like this place for no reason. I kind of got that right when I got on campus. Like that was the first impression I got right when I got on campus for the first time I ever came to Georgetown. It was just like, well, I could see myself here for the next 4 years. And with the coaches and everything and my teammates, did it for me. And our season was great.
Joshua, let's talk about maybe your future aspirations. Would you like to play professional football?
Yes, that's always been my dream, and I would like to do that one day. But I don't know yet, but I really want to get a degree, because always has been my dream too. And I'd want to do both side by side, and so far it's been working out, because that's what I've done throughout my life, and it's been working out great. So I definitely want to play, but after college.
Georgetown, well known for its academic program. What are you studying at Georgetown?
So I'm studying government in the college with a concentration in international relations.
And what do you hope to do with that degree?
I hope to go back one day to my country, Ghana, and work in the government. And it's nice, because most people... Backstory, my brother actually did government in Ghana, and halfway through his major, he was like, no. Came back home one day. I was like, Mom, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a politician. So I called back home when I got into Georgetown, and was like, Mom, great. I got into Georgetown. This is what Georgetown is all about, and I'm doing this. And she finally goes, are you going to be a politician? It's like, well, not really, but I do want to work in the government. So not necessarily wanting to go into politics, but in a way, work in the government where I can have an influence on Ghana as a society. And it's hard, and usually it's hard to get your voice heard and to get your ideas out there. But I think if I have the chance to work in the government, people will listen to me. I could use that opportunity.
How difficult has been that adjustment to both the very rigorous academic program and playing collegiate soccer?
It's hard, no doubt, but I going through with it in high school, because it was the same in high school, but I mean, not the same intensity with like practices and schoolwork, but I kind of had the same thing in high school where I had to go to practice and I had to do my schoolwork, and so I always had to find a balance between the two, I mean, for the two, and that's the same thing here. It's been not too hard. It's actually not been too bad, because I was coming in. I was like, "Well, it's Joshan. It's going to be extremely hard." But I mean, if you come in and you do your work every time, and you go to your professors for extra help, and Joshan as an institution has a lot of help if you need it. I'm pretty sure if I need tutors and I go to my coaches, I go to the athletic department and tell them, "Well, I'm struggling in this class. Can you get me someone? Can you get me help?" There will be help immediately, and that's something that helps the student athletes.
That's Georgetown University defender Joshua Yarrow, who could be the top pick in next month's Major League Soccer draft. And Joshua was talking with us at our VOA studios here in Washington.
VOA!
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Have a good weekend, everyone. Back to Yahias Wuhi.
Thank you, Sonny. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Friday, Sonny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 UTC right here.